This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now, here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I go.
No, not Scotty. Actually, nothing. Sorry, Aaron. I'm going a different track today. Thank goodness it's Friday. Making Friday great again. This is What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn and for Scott Henin today. Scotty's at Parents Weekend with the lovely Haley on at Arizona State University. Sun Devil, visiting the Sun Devil, land of Sun Devils. Looks like we're going to have a kind of a rainy weekend across the neighborhood this weekend. More rain tomorrow. Duck hunting opener in Minnesota tomorrow. The duck and goose season. Everybody's getting ready. I mean, we're into archery now. Getting ready for the rifle season's coming. Pheasants are coming. It is that season. If you're thinking about a fall colors trip, want to go see some amazing fall colors, the Minnesota Tourism, ExploreMinnesota.com has some amazing pictures up north along the North Shore stuff. Lutzen's a great destination, right? In Lakes Country, just, you know, up in Detroit Lakes area, about an hour, you know, when you go east of Fargo, for our friends in the western part of our neighborhood listening. About halfway, it's about 50% colors on, and there's a lot more, gold and copper colors around here, and there's a lot more of the reds and purples the further you get up north. So, kind of a fall color geek. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends and coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios. Love PetroServe. Good cooking. Can take it to go. It's all scratch. They do specials all the time, multiple specials. Try the different variations they have on the mac and cheese. They do chili mac. They'll do taco mac. It's all good. It's all good. Then you got the 4 for $6 special going with the two cookies, a pop, 20-ounce pop, and a personal pan pizza. That was 4 for $4, but, you know, it's Bidenomics. So, but it's still a killer deal. PetroServe USA is hiring, too. If you go to PetroServeUSA.com, click on careers. You can find out what they need and where they need it. Maybe they need a little side hustle, something full-time. They got it all. Okay, we're going to chat a little bit. This is affecting the, this is a radio show that, you know, broadcasts to 4 states and 3 Canadian provinces. So when I, you know, we talk about things happening, and when I say the neighborhood, I mean, you know, where we're heard on the broadcast signal. Of course, we stream worldwide with the app. You can do that super easy with the KTGO WZFG mobile app. We have a friend that listens every day in Japan, on the Marine base in Japan. She's over there teaching English. Our friend Aaron is in the Philippines every winter. He checks in all the time on the app. Super easy to do that. But when I talk about the neighborhood, it's, you know, this show is a regional show in my mind. And the things that are going on the, let's just say, the east side of the neighborhood in Minnesota, because I'm there, are really quite disturbing. And especially since this crew took over under Wall's dictatorship, the People's Republic, I'm starting to call it now, because the things that they did this last legislative session, I don't know how you have $18 billion. Burned through $18 billion of surplus money and somehow managed to raise taxes to the point that my 2013 Chevy Impala is worth $28,210. That's what it says on the statement right now. So I want to welcome in from Minnesota, Jeff Witte is from Lakeville, the Lakeville area, which is south of the Twin Cities. It's Minnesota 57B down there. Jeff, good to catch up again, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Kevin.
And Jeff is also a retired member of law enforcement, now a part of, I'm just going to say one of the witnesses of what the craziness, and I don't know any other word for it, what's going on down there. And somehow these folks that profess to want to protect our children and, you know, it's all for the kids and, you know, we're a sanctuary state now for transgender kids and they can come and have anything done, get them kidnapped from their parents. I mean, but somehow they changed a word, as I understand it, and I don't know how it all came to be, but all I know is the resulting legislation pulled the school resource officers from the campuses of our schools in the state of Minnesota, which to me, Jeff, is appalling. Let's go. Where are you? What are you seeing? Where are you at with this?
Well, Kevin, thanks for having me once again. So I used to be a retired police officer 27 years. One of the
thank
duties
you, by
I
the
had
way.
The privilege. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. One of the privileges or honors I got to do was for 4 years be a school resource officer. And I saw firsthand the most important part of our school resource officer, which has been in existence for over 30 years, was building relationships within our schools, being a resource for school administrators, teachers, everybody, but also to protect our schools and to by deterring, preventing and stopping incidents from happening within our school, but then also building trust. And a word, like you said, or created all this, and they also made it in the statute of 157 under corporal punishment, where the standard right now is 60906 that govern all law enforcement on any use of force. And what's interesting to me is this goes through an ominous hearing in a bill in education.
Yeah.
It's back in February, the one I had the press conference with Senator Zach Duckworth, also from Lakeville. We highlighted that back in February, he brought this up and said, hey, the stakeholders should have a say in this. It should go through other committees. And that never happened. It never
nope.
came through public safety. It never came through judiciary. And I think that's and honestly, they never asked law enforcement. And that's now how we got into this issue. And like I said, I had the honor to be an SRO, so I know firsthand the importance of it. And I share this story at the press conference. So I'm working at Burnsville High School. It's about 2,700 students for three grades. And I have a student who is a great football player, and but he's also connected to gangs through family, stuff like that. And unfortunately, he would come in and tell me about the incidents that are happening around school because he didn't want to be involved so he can focus on being a football player. And thank God Darnell liked candy because he would come in and talk with me and give me the information, and then I could show up and people thought, hey, what's Superman doing here? But it shows you the power of a student and an officer's relationship that's built through that school. But even more so, a gang member with a policeman, and he's sharing information so he could do what he wanted to do. And that was be a student, keep the school safe, and be a football player. And that shows more about his character than anything. The unfortunate thing is he never got to go play college football, and a couple years after high school, he ended up getting shot and killed. And think about the talent he had, but that relationship, which is so important. And so which I don't understand is you look at the data points. In the 7-county metro area down here alone, over 90% of students want SROs in their school.
Yeah.
And that's through the Minnesota Student Survey. The data has shown that SROs reduce incidents within our schools by 30%. And even Governor Walz has said that there's never been in the history of Minnesota an excessive use of force on an SRO within one of our schools. So the data points don't line up, and to bring this law to fix a problem or have a solution that really isn't there is troubling. And like I said, the whole goal of this is to keep our kids safe, our teachers and our schools, and to get our SROs back into the schools.
We're talking to Jeff Witte, who's a Republican House member, Minnesota 57B down in Lakeville. I don't know where I want to go next. Well, I guess coming from the cities, I grew up on the north side, Osseo High School. I saw Brooklyn Center kind of change when the Century Court thing all became affordable housing and what happened to our north suburbs and things. Now, you're saying the gang activity and the young man you were with, Darnell, was in Burnsville?
That was in Burnsville at the time. And like I said, this was
Wow.
Right around 2000. And actually, interesting,
You know, you know what I mean? I hear Burnsville, and I think Burnsville is affluent. It's a southern suburb of the Twin Cities, beautiful area down there. You think the gang activity is relegated to south or north Minneapolis, but not the case.
Not the case. And the SROs, when I was in the high school, Columbine just happened, and that changed how we looked at our schools, everything. And a lot of times, I give the students so much credit because I've built relationships with them. They would come to me and tell me incidents or the teachers or staff, and we would go deal with them right away. You lose that by pulling that SRO. I know departments are trying to figure out workarounds where they can just show up and patrol outside, but they're missing the best part of this program and the best part that I think in our time right now with mental health with our students going up and the issue with developing trust with our law enforcement, this is so needed, and we're taking it away, and it doesn't make sense to me.
They're missing the target with this. Jeff, if you got a couple more minutes, can you hang out?
I certainly can.
Oh, okay. We're talking with Jeff Witte, Minnesota 57B down in Lakeville, about the lack of SROs. I want to talk to him, a guy that was an SRO, about, you know, securing and making our schools safe.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scott Hennon today. Happy 22nd of September, my friend. Tomorrow, first day of fall, on the calendar, the autumnal equinox will set in. And the days continue to get shorter and the nights continue. Yeah, you know the drill. We're heading towards cold season. Colder weather season. It is what it is. That's why we love the seasons, right? Hey, we're brought to you by Mike Lindell and the team of MyPillow. Keyword Scott. That's your promo code. There's different promo codes and different promo codes to get you better discounts. I will tell you that I've checked different, like, ones you see on, you know, like if you see one on Fox on one of his commercials. The premier promo code is Scott. You're getting the best, biggest discount wherever you're shopping on the site. Right now they got $24.95. The sheet sets are going on. He's got those for sale, the Percale sheet sets. The MyPillow 2.0s. The pet beds are awesome. Our main man, Finn, who we take care of now and then, loves his pet bed from MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Just remember a checkout. It'll say there's a little thing there for promo code. Type in Scott, and you'll get the best discount available across the site at MyPillow.com. We're chatting with Jeff Witte, who's a Republican House member in Minnesota down at 57B in Lakeville. We're talking during the break. I grew up in Minneapolis. You know, there were certain parts of Minneapolis, even when I grew up, like North Minneapolis, Camden area, parts of South Minneapolis that, yeah, you might want to avoid. And now a lot of those in the Twin Cities have become war zones, literally. You've got carjacking rates at 500%. I mean, one of your colleagues, Jeff, got carjacked, and she was the biggest defund the police, dismantle the police person ever, and apparently she, four thugs carjacked her and beat her up. You know, go figure. And what's the first call she made to? Was to the police. But I want to, and Jeff is a retired law enforcement as well, and a retired SRO officer. We're talking about the key element to this and having SRO on campus as SROs is the relationships that they have with the kids, the teachers, the community, and what they build. And I talking, saying in the break, Jeff, being from the north side, Osseo, Brooklyn Park, you know, even North Minneapolis in those days, it wasn't any big deal. I mean, we would go all over and eat at Jack's. It wasn't a thing, and it just seemed to propagate. And it's out in Burnsville, as you mentioned. I mean, I know they were dealing with it in my alma mater up in Osseo, gang violence, drugs, all the things that are going on. And your story about the guy who was at North High School in Minneapolis that was the SRO there, talk about that, and then I want to talk about securing and making our kids, actually securing schools, but talk about the gentleman you were telling me about.
The gentleman I was talking about, his name is Charles Adam. He grew up in the neighborhood. Family was very well connected with North Minneapolis, and he was a school resource officer there, and they knew it by the car that he drove and showed up. And you know, he had such an impact that after they removed him, he retired from law enforcement. He actually currently works with me at the Minnesota Twins, and he's the football coach. But he had such a profound connection with the kids. He knew when the weapons and all that were coming through, but he also was their football coach. And it was such a powerful story. Showtime did a story, I believe it's called Boys in Blue, where the team is coached by a bunch of law enforcement. And once again, what a strong connection that happens and is not always talked about. We always hear the negative right about law enforcement's contacts, but we never hear the positives like that. And those are the ones that, you know, we just don't go around tooting our horn about that stuff. We just go do it. And because we know it's important, and it's what, and the strength of that all is he grew up in North Minneapolis, and he was right, a part of that community, and he was able to make a difference in that school. And I know afterwards the Minneapolis police chief wishes they still had that school resource officer in those schools.
Did the George Floyd deal, I mean, did that get this ball rolling? Obviously, that got this ball really rolling.
That's when they pulled it. That's when you heard to defund the police. Yep. They pulled the Minneapolis resource officers out of the school. So did St. Paul. And unfortunately, we saw last year what happened at St. Paul. They had a tragedy where a student was stabbed and to death. And unfortunately, I do think in emergencies, seconds, minutes matter. And having a resource officer in your building is so critical and so important. It's common sense to me, and that's the part that I think we've gone away from on some of these decisions. And
you think
we, you know, and I pointed to all those data points, and I think that's exactly it. You know, one of the things I would say to your listeners is ask your representatives, ask your senators where they stand on this. I know where Representative Jim Joyce stands on this. You know, he's a reserve police officer who understands the importance of it. And but those are the questions that why'd you vote for it? And
right.
A lot of people might say, well, it's been a big ominous bill. It's a one-liner.
Yep.
But that's why they're not great bills, and that's why you shouldn't be dumping important things like that into these bills. And this actually started through the governor's proposal.
Yeah.
And then he signed it into law, and he's the only one who can call a special session to fix it. You're going to hear a lot about they might have an agreement. They finally brought law enforcement to the table. They brought the – but it's not done in a transparent way where our committees could be done, and you have
right.
both sides, Republican and Democrats. And a special session is the only way, and A.G. Ellison did say that in his opinion. He's given two opinions to clarify his first and then his second. And so that tells you there's not clarity there, and you're not going to see all the officers go back into the school to see SROs, and that's the problem that's going on. So Governor Walz is the only one who can fix this. Whatever language they come up with now, is this a bridge to February? And the sad part about it is we're gambling with our students' lives.
Oh, amen.
And
yes.
hoping that these incidents don't happen. And that is the simple thing is call a special session, fix the law, and then officers feel safe. We got clarity. And for your listeners also to know, this law is not just for SROs, but anyone that does contracted overtime at a football game, basketball, hockey game, law enforcement. But it also applies to teachers, principals, staff, bus drivers, referees, anyone that's contracted out with the school.
Yeah.
So I think it's really highlighting the SROs, but I think teachers are starting to find out that, hey, if I go break up a fight and I do one of these things, I could be in trouble.
Right.
And I think that is a huge part of this. That's why this law needs to be fixed.
All right, so we know Walz could call a special session today and solve it and fix it, but he doesn't seem to be doing that. Meanwhile, we go on where we are. Jeff Witte, keep up the great work, man. Thank you for your service. And what were you talking about, the school, the Blue in School, or what was your the group you've got going?
So after when I was at Burnsville, we lost DARE, and the best part of DARE was your relationship with your DARE officer. So I came up with a program that cost $0. It's called Blue in the School, Building, Learning, Understanding, and Educating Our Students. It's kindergarten to sixth grade and elementary. Your officers patrol those zones, and they stop out. I would greet the kids at the bus. I'd tell them have a good weekend. I would sit in the school zones. I'd be all-time quarterback. I'd serve them lunch. But I'd go speak in classes from kindergarten all the way to sixth grade. But I also developed those relationships, and this is at your elementary.
Amen.
Park your squad car out front so they knew that, and also patrolling the areas. If there's an incident out in the community, I brought the school in, and we had all these resources for parents that needed them so we could
right.
help our kids out. So great program. And
keep up the great work, Jeff.
That.
We are up against a break, but thank you so much for all you do. Jeff Witte, Republican House Member.
Michael Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Keys, the sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code SCOTT. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now, 800-506-9028. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
U.S. USA News Update. A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling 201,000 individuals. A murder suspect in Indiana on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason was mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center. Authorities are uncertain of his whereabouts. President Biden reaffirming U.S. support for Ukraine and its conflict with Russia during a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky in the Oval Office yesterday. Zelensky expressed gratitude for the ongoing support and emphasized to lawmakers that he still needs increased aid to avoid losing the war to Russia. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doing this, my friend, what's on your mind? I actually would really, I'm just curious, what is? 701-271-1100. Let's light it up here. We got a couple segments left. You and me, some me time. Kevin Flynn and for Scott Hennin. Scotty's at Parents Weekend for the lovely Haley down at ASU, Arizona State University, Tempe, Arizona. Had a lot of fun around the ASU campus back in the day in my Phoenix days. Lived in Phoenix for about 5 years in the mid to late 80s. And, quite the time to be down there. If you ever were down there in that time, remember the Vine? The bar called the Vine. That was quite the hangout. But, they're in the 90s, so he's a little warmer than we're going to be this weekend. Let's see. I want to catch up on texts. Boy, I really enjoyed talking to Jeff Witte. Again, Jeff Witte, I don't know how anything he said there could be argued in any chamber in St. Paul with these lunatics that won't get this done. What reasoning would be behind severing a great relationship, a learning experience, a chance to get to know the citizens and our protectors? Where's the win in there? Where, what? Because you're worried about some meth head lunatic kid, some school terrorist doing some terroristic act that might have to have his, you know, a knee on the back of his head for a second while we get handcuffs on him. That's your concern for that one time that may happen, but you're going to sacrifice. This is in Minnesota now. You're going to sacrifice all of the relationship building, the things that Jeff talked about. It's mine. My head wants to explode. Thinking about this. But yeah, that's protecting kids. Is that how you do it? Really? Not in my world. You get more Jeffs on the campus. You get locks that work. You get, you secure the schools. You secure the kids when they go to school. You know, ask inner city Detroit or Chicago how to do it. Alright, we gotta catch up on texts. Wait till Minnesota residents start to renew their vehicle tabs. Ridiculous tax on us. Can I tell you this? I was on Jay Thomas's show last week. Maybe earlier this week it was. Anyway, yeah, we have a son in college, One of our vehicles is a 2013 Chevy Impala. It's been a fantastic vehicle. We bought it off a three-year lease. It was in great shape. Came off a three-year lease. We bought it in 16, and it's been a great vehicle for us. And my son has been driving it, 2013. You know, it's a 2013 Chevy Impala. It's a basic Impala. It's an LT. It's not even the LTZ or whatever. And great car. We've kept that up, took care of it. I did the Kelley Blue Book on it. It's worth about $6,000. The statement that we got for the tabs to renew the tabs in Minnesota, and right, it says base value right under the description of the vehicle, base value, $28,210. $28,210. So along with pulling, this is what's going on in St. Paul and Minnesota, pulling SRO officers out, becoming a transgender child surgery, kidnap your kid haven, come here and do that, abortion, same deal, all of it. Oh, and we spent $18 billion of money we had before we raised all the taxes to do this. So they're not raising taxes, they're raising valuations. They're now saying, so I'm all up, I don't know how we're going to get a class action going on this, but I'm going to shoot a video. I'm going to go in and say, yeah, you got this wrong. My value of my car is about $6,000, not $28,000, which is 467% more than the actual value of it. They want to value it at 467% more. Do the math. $6,000 actual value. Want a 28,210? I kid you not. Carl's in Argusville. Carl, happy Friday, buddy. What's on your mind?
Hey, so on the southern border, is okay. There any reason why we're not impeaching Mayorkas and Biden for not following the rules down there?
I can't think of one, but for some reason the swamp isn't. There's nothing. Nothing's being done. I can't think of one.
So not only are they not following the laws.
Yep.
They're also obstructing Texas from trying to get something done.
Correct.
One yeah. more thing. Do you suppose that the Republicans in Congress are thinking ahead, and you suppose they're slow playing everything in an effort to keep Joe Biden on the ticket and then impeach him at the months from now or whatever, when the Democrats don't have time to get a better liar in place.
that's Carl.
You know what I'm saying?
You're on to something
and
here.
And if that's the case, but are they that smart? Are the Republicans smart enough?
I don't know.
Probably could pull something like that, but I don't know if we're smart enough. That's the only reason I can think. So the border impeachment needs to be one thing, but then later they could always wrap the noose around their neck with all this stuff that's coming up on the corruption and the Biden crime family stuff. So they could impeach him a second time on that. But I don't see any reason why they couldn't do the border thing right away.
Oh, they could. They could do it today. He could reinstate the want to send another, how many, 20 plus billion dollars to Ukraine. They could send $9 billion back to the border and they could have the wall done in a year. And they could have all, the CBP and the ICE, every district funded and staffed. But they don't want that. They don't. They clearly, this is way beyond incompetence, don't you think? Or, I mean, just ignorance. This is absolutely by design.
It's all intentional. But we elect these people in the Congress to get something done, and it looks to me like they're not. If they can't do something this simple,
right,
when the facts are that obvious, well, I mean, then everybody out here like me loses faith. And sits there and goes, well, God, they can't even get this done, and it's a slam dunk? Come on.
Yeah, bingo. Bingo. You know, Carl, there's one ray.
All right.
It's not going to happen overnight. Thanks, brother. It's not going to happen overnight, but, obviously you've got to take these people out in different, districts and different states, Senate seats, House seats, whatever. And a guy like John Tester, we had Scotty had him on at the Petroleum Council deal on Wednesday, was Tim Sheehy. Navy SEAL, veteran, solid guy, owned a couple of great businesses that he started and built, aviation firefighting businesses. Go to Tim Sheehy. It's Tim for MT, Tim4Montana, but Tim4MT.com. Read about that guy. Guys like that, guys like Josh Hawley, guys like, you know, Tom, you know, that are solid, not just the men either. I mean, even the Lauren Boberts of the world, you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world, the fighters that are in there. There's more coming. So I guess that's somewhat of a light at the end of the tunnel. Let's go to Mike in Maine, Minnesota. Mike, you're in Maine, Minnesota. And that's, where's Maine, Minnesota?
Well, it's about 15 miles northeast of Fergus Falls.
Good. Well, they kind of be down in your neighborhood doing some duck hunting.
The sign says, welcome to Maine, Minnesota, and then 50 yards, it says, thanks for stopping by.
There you go. I'm going to be down in Melby tomorrow doing a little duck hunting with Steve Carney tomorrow morning. Let's talk about the value of your car in Minnesota.
Boy. I have a 1998 Buick LeSabre, 320,000 miles on it. The rocker panels are rusted out. The hubcaps aren't there anymore. But when I went to renew my tags, guess what? I looked at the base price of my vehicle, and according to Wall's government, my car is worth $23,500. You ready for that one?
Oh,
please,
man.
Don't fall off your chair. The EMTs will be there to pick you up real soon. But, yeah, I pointed this out when our representative, Tom Murphy, was having a get-together with people from his district. I said, come on, Tom, somebody's yanking our chain here. And he agreed. And what it is the state government is making the DMV the fall guy, because these are the guys who are taking the heat, not the Democrats. They're just sitting back there behind their guards in St. Paul. They don't care.
They don't. Mike, what year did you say your car was again that you have?
A 1998 Buick LeSabre.
Wow. And what did they say it's worth? How much?
Try that one on for size.
Yeah, what was the final figure?
$23,500.
Yep, I'm a 2013 Impala, $28,210. I don't know how that's not a racketeering. I mean, that's, and look at the 4.2 million. Now, do the math on that over 4.2 million licensed drivers in the state of Minnesota. Cha-ching! Cha-ching!
Yeah, really. We're getting hammered. That's all.
Oh, no doubt. All right, amigo, thank you for the call. Mike in Maine, Minnesota. There you go. Yeah, 2.1 million male drivers, about the same number of female drivers in the state of Minnesota. You do that. I think the tabs for that car were like $18. They've gone up to $42. So, you know, wow. But then they'll come back around and say, well, you know, we didn't raise taxes. We didn't raise, well, yeah, you didn't have to. They just went up on their own when you raised the value of the inflated the value of everything. They're going to do it for property taxes too. There's that. No, let's catch up on these texts before the break. Why are people so surprised by the violence in our society when we hold so little regard for the unborn? You can destroy life in the womb without, then your life, my life would mean very little or nothing. Boy, that just goes to the godlessness. And so much of this, a lot of this stuff is just godless. It's just beyond. I mean, oh, man. Prairie dogs are little furry and cute to the animalists, PETA, etc. I don't know what that means, but okay. Screenshot. If you're offered this much help and money to North Dakota U.S. citizens instead of Ukrainians who could be fighting their own war, I'm sure you could find more people. You're treating these people better than the people that live here. That's the what Brent Sanford was talking about bringing. The question that I was asked was just about illegal Ukrainian, you know, coming into work in the oil patch. But as I understand, they need a lot of help. I think if you're looking for a job out there, you can get one today. I might be wrong. That's as I what I understand. That's the case. All right, we got to get a quick break. Final segment coming up. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for hanging out today a lot.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burley, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh, yeah. Happy Friday. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. My name is Kevin Flynn. Thanks for hanging out with me. Scotty's off back on Monday. Brought to you by our friends at Pucklich Valley City, Pucklich Chevy GMC. Truck season is on. You know, I didn't think that there was any free money left out there the way the rates are going and what's going on. But, no, that is not the case, Kev. All right, think about this. Well-qualified buyers right now, 2023 Chevy Silverado, the 1500 Crew Cab, the RST, 0% APR. Plus, no monthly payments for 90 days. and that's through GM Financial, but and a plus a 750 cash allowance. So there's free money out there. There's some great rates. I mean, down where you're down, you know, 2.1%, and the cash allowances are pretty great. Again, for well-qualified buyers. You can do it all online, PucklichValleyCity.com, and Pucklich is P-U-K-L-I-C-H. Someone said, well, how do they spell it? P-U-K-L-I-C-H, PucklichValleyCity.com. Great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles right now, too, and a good inventory of new as well. And it is truck season at PucklichValleyCity.com. Final segment, I just want to catch up on a couple of texts here, and then we will get to Jim in West Fargo quick. I'll burn through these. Don't kid yourself, Kev, on why they want SROs gone in Minnesota. SROs gone means they can't witness what goes on in classrooms between teachers and students. I think parents are much more tuned in, too, to what, you know, I don't think they're going to be told, no, you can't teach my kid without me being involved. But I may be wrong. It's out of the communist playbook. Create chaos and the government can come in to help. Yeah, not the truth. Original MSRP on the vehicle. Oh, on ours? Oh, yeah, I think 17-something maybe when it was new in 13. Maybe 15 even. But now it's worth 28. So I'm telling you. My tab's nearly $99, but I'm 2008, not 18, and my value on my Subaru is over $33,000. I think I should refinance it and pay off my other bills. Yeah, I don't know how you get away with this, but it's robbery. It's the only way I can think about it. I mean, it's unbelievable. Another text. My brother attended public school technical in Chicago. His graduation class, only the one school, was 6,500-plus students. The school had freshmen through seniors, making that school's population 26,000-plus the staff. They had officers on each floor, and I did not hear of the lockdowns or issues I've experienced in liberal Minnesota. Yeah. Again, you're not getting a weapon into an inner city to school in Detroit. So, you know, how do they do it? Oh, yeah, they have bars on the windows. Might be a little triggering at first, but sorry, got to keep you safe, guys. At least be nice to put in, you know, locks that work and surveillance cameras that don't fail. Just saying, there's people that could get that done today. Jim's in West Fargo wants to talk about a school bond vote. Jim, what's on your mind? You're up, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
It's really kind of amazing to me is how the hush-hush and just the so little coverage of this $134 million, possibly up to $146 million school bond vote that's going to be happening next Tuesday. You're hardly hearing anything about it. You know, they had a couple little meetings. There's hardly anything on the radio about it. And I think that's exactly what they want, because they don't want people to really come out and vote and be aware. But I think we should be aware that, you know, there's going to be a vote next week, and I don't care how you vote, yes or no, but you have to consider, do you want to pay for another third sheet of ice for the West Fargo Hockey Association? I mean, should they not be able to pay for that stuff themselves? I don't see where the taxpayers are, you know, should be on the line for that. And adding on to schools that aren't even finished yet and adding on to other stuff, I mean, it's just, we've spent so much money in West Fargo over the last 10 years. It's like we ever need to get out of debt. And I'll tell you one thing, too. They sit and say it's $134 million, but they're not telling anybody the real secret on all these bond issues. You have to pay issue on that. So we're probably talking closer to $190 to $200 million by the time it's all said and done.
Are they, Jim, are they working, are they not working with a budget? Or you're talking about debt? The city is deficit spending? Is that what you're saying? I'm not familiar.
It's the school system. It's the school system. No, they're not deficit spending. They're just basically saying, okay, we need this, so we're going to have you pay for it. We're the purse right here. We're the bank loan taxpayers.
Yep. They take it out of our homes. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Our homes, they use the equity in our homes to fund their school projects. And I'm all for education. But, you know, why don't you give the teachers a raise? Why don't you give them a benefit package so that we can keep people in there? We don't have people that we can't find bus drivers because we don't want to pay them enough. We can't find school teachers because we don't want to pay them enough. I mean, it's not just West Fargo that has that problem with that. Look at Fargo.
Oh, buddy.
I mean, my God,
yeah, it's everywhere.
They can't even get these, give them a decent wage, and but yet they've got money for all kinds of other things to spend it on, you know?
Well, you know what it comes down to, I think, too, Jimmy? Jim is the, sorry, one of my best friends is Jim. We call him Jimmy all the time. is...
You can call me Jimmy. All my friends call me Jimmy.
There you go. Hey, that's my kind of guy. Jimmy hangs out by the campfire with us. You know, to me, that just comes down to a lot of people just can't take no for an answer when it comes to a budget. You know, I'm sorry you can't have this. That program may suffer. We won't be able to do that because we got to make sure the kids have a great lunch. We got to make sure that the teachers and the bus drivers are paid. And that's what, I mean, we're running into that now, and look what's going on in D.C., dude. They can't, you know, everybody has to have their little earmark and their pork in the salad, and next thing you know, we got $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion that we're spending that we don't have. It's unreal.
Well, it all comes back down to us, too, because it causes more deficit spending, more debt you have, the more inflation you have. You know,
so
it comes to all that. But I guess that's just my point in saying that people need to get out and vote. Like I said, if you don't go out and vote, you're not going to solve anything. But I think we've been strapped enough in this town with the school system spending and spending and spending and not planning for the growth in the future.
All right, brother. I got to go. Have a great weekend, man. Thanks for checking in.
Oh.
There you go. All right, Scotty's back on Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm off to get some ducks in Minnesota tomorrow and see how we do. Have a good one.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.